hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at the Tobago Underwater Carnival, along with Mermaid Tony, Tiffany, and Lala. We are having a big time here for this event. A lot of special things going on besides, obviously, the diving, which we're going to get into a little bit more with Dr. Nick Bird from Dives Alert Network. He's here, and some other folks from Sport Diver USA this time. We're going to get those in on the show as well. But first, Warren Solomon, he is the director of Prime Minister of What is it? What's the official title?
Just Director of Tourism.
Director, I was going to give you a promotion.
The Prime Minister's on the island, actually, but she's who she is, and I'm just the director.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and I think we're going to have a meeting with the Prime Minister here in a little bit. Is that the plan?
You'd be ahead of me in that game, because I'm yet to meet the Prime Minister.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Am I going to, or does she just want to meet the mermaids?
I think it's just the mermaids.
And it's a she, right?
Yeah, it is a she.
Okay, can I get, like, knighted if I come along, or how the hell does that work in Tobago?
We don't do the knighting thing.
Just, like, cut your head off.
If we like you, we embrace you, and that's it.
Okay, but if you don't like you, what happens?
Well, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right, so next week's show will be hosted by Mermaid Tony from Fiji.
Once again, it's all about the mermaids, and I've yet to see you embraced yet, so apparently they don't like you, Greg.
Yes, well, that's a whole other thing. But I figure if I slip them a 20 or a 30 or 40, we'll work something out, right? You'll work with me, right, Warren?
We'll work with you.
We've gotten this far. I figure if we got this far through the week with the Tobago Underwater Carnival and they haven't deported us yet, things are good. It's quite an event that you're trying to put together here. It's very much in its infancy. Second year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is second year. And you know, we continue to try to promote the virtues of diving in Tobago. And I trust you guys are enjoying yourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is just one of the activities that we have during the year that you know, sort of seeks to push the whole diving program in Tobago. You know, there are other programs where we target, you know, different people. We actually target divers from Trinidad because, you know, the energy sector in Trinidad does have a lot of divers that work out on the oil rigs and so on. And then
Then
there are a couple of schools that are interested that some of the dive operators actually work with. So, you know, during the course of the year, we have a couple of things going on, you know, just to get people over here to go under the water for a while.
Yeah, to take a look at what you got product-wise. I mean, and obviously we've talked about the local element of incorporating the school kids and some of the locals here in Tobago and getting them possibly involved in the dive industry. But there is that outreach element of what they're doing with the Tobago Underwater Carnival. That's one of the reasons we're here and doing our broadcast from Tobago this week, of course, and maybe next year. People listening might want to come along and participate in some of these festivities that go on throughout the week, whether it's the seminars with Dr. Nick from Divers Alert Network. Alex Brilski from Dive Training Magazine gave a really nice speech on reef ecology and the reef makeup for some of the local divers that I found very enlightening. And that's the whole idea, is to give them a little extra something during their dive adventure or dive vacation, right?
That's right. I mean, and it's all about giving that extra something. You know, a lot of the Caribbean islands have great diving, and I think Tobago is really, really special in its own right. But, you know, as you say, to use your words, you know, giving that little extra. So during the course of this week, you're going to have some great diving, but you're also going to be doing some things that I'm sure you've never done before, like racing the goats.
Yeah, now we got to talk about this, racing the goats, because Mermaid Tony was like, what is this all about? And I kind of told her what I thought it was, which may not be quite the truth.
It's probably not true.
Yeah, Warren's listened to the show enough.
Liar.
Well, hey, but my idea was that they were coming to the Tobago, and I told all three mermaids that the idea was we were going to race goats. We were going to put the mermaids on goats and race them. But that's not how it works.
That's not how it works, I'm afraid.
How does it work exactly? But, that, you know, I'll tell you what. If you want to go with that idea, feel free to.
Yeah, I don't think the goats would like that, though. You know, what happens is that...
I don't know if the mermaids would like that, actually.
Probably not.
We wanted to ride goats, and you lied to us, Greg.
Okay, well... Well, there you go, Warren. I mean, but you're thinking the goats won't like it. What? They're too small. I mean, they're not their mermaids are heavy.
No, I've lifted a couple of
the mermaids. I just got hit again.
You know, I've lifted a couple of the mermaids, and they are not heavy.
Yeah, see, Warren stepped in as a mermaid wrangler, so there you go, Tony, see?
That's very good, because he was the one who carried me.
Right. Well, there you go. And he doesn't want to be hit, because he just saw me get hit. But regardless, so how does this goat racing work then? If you don't ride them, what do you do?
What happens is that the jockeys have like a 10-foot lead tied to the goat.
Okay.
And they run alongside the goat. So it's a race of endurance for both the jockeys and the goats.
So you got to run as fast as your goat?
That's right.
Are you running behind your goat or in front of your goat?
Well, not in front. If you're running in front...
You're kind of like chasing them.
Yeah, pretty much, or running alongside.
Okay, so is there a track or just a distance that they got to go from point A to point B and the first one across the line wins?
Well, a bit of both. Where we going to do the goat race on Friday is at the Pigeon Point Heritage Park. And,
it happens Friday. We're going to be here for this.
Yeah.
I was told it was happening on Saturday, and we were going to miss it this year.
You know what? You got me.
Well, it happens. It's hard to know what happens one day to the next. When you're in Tobago, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Who knows? You're in paradise. You kind of lose track of time here. Don't you, Warren?
Absolutely. I'm actually thinking it's midnight right now.
Yes. Well, you know what? I think what we could do is orchestrate our own little goat mermaid version of this thing. Maybe we can lasso a mermaid around the tail, get a 10-foot lead of rope. I'll swim behind him. You swim behind another one. Pick a mermaid. Which mermaid do you want?
I think I'll have to go with anyone who's not named Tony.
Oh, all right. Okay. And you know what?
Because
me too. You take Lala.
You were getting the look that I'm very much afraid of.
Yeah. So is that the look like you're mad that he didn't pick you or that what, Tony?
It's over.
Yes. That's the look that you didn't pick her, Warren. That was the wrong move. But that's fine. You'll learn. You'll learn in time.
Yeah.
Maybe by next year's Underwater Carnival. You'll be good to go, and she'll forget by then.
Maybe my next year's Underwater Carnival will actually get to ride goats instead of just taste goat.
We did try some goat yesterday. It's tasty. It's a tasty meat.
Absolutely, it is. It is. But the racing is a lot more wholesome, I think.
Than the mermaid racing I just described?
No, than eating the goat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and we don't eat the mermaids. They're too fishy. There you get that Sigletaria thing going or whatever. It's not safe. What? Isn't that right? Did I not say it right?
I got nothing to say other than just wanting to hit you right now.
Yes. Well, she's
on your own, Greg.
Yeah. Well, she's out of range. So I mean, I got a nice little safety buffer. Warren's he's my human shield right now for Mermaid Tony. So it's working out just fine. So Warren, the Tobago Underwater Carnival, the second year it's taking place. This is something you hope to build that'll be bigger and better with more sponsors, more mermaids, more broadcasts, more media. That's the goal, right?
That is the goal. More of everything. You know, we have a very vibrant dive association here in Tobago. All told, 8 members. And they are pretty eager to, you know, continue the good work that they do with all of the guys that come down here to dive. We are building our airlift capacity.
Yeah, and I got to say, pointing that out, Caribbean Airlines, you know, we flew straight from Miami, and you need to connect through Trinidad, the main island or big island here of Trinidad and Tobago, and then come to Tobago. You can't go straight into Tobago, can you, or can you?
Not. You can do that from Miami, but you can do it from New York.
Ah.
There's a weekly JFK service on a Sunday. You can pretty much fly from West Coast USA into New York, into Tobago, all in one day.
And that's Caribbean Airlines?
That's Caribbean Airlines as well, yeah.
And I got to say, that connector, whenever we have to connect When I'm traveling with mermaids, less is always better. But no problem. The airlift from Trinidad to Tobago, the plane there is actually quite nice, like a 50-seat plane. It's not like a little puddle jumper plane. It was actually quite convenient, and also a big and spacious and new planes with Caribbean Airlines. You got to give them credit. It was quite nice. Tony is not a very happy flyer. She prefers the ocean. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, if I were a mermaid, I'd prefer the ocean too. But when you leave Tobago, you go where?
We go straight from here to Fiji.
And she does not like planes.
She does not like planes. But you know what? She likes booze. So we have a solution. And they have some pretty good rum here in Tobago. We may have to talk about that here in just a bit as we continue our broadcast from the Tobago Underwater Carnival next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
Yeah, that was one of the Tobagoans, I think, that had seen our mermaids without the tails. You know, when they're not sporting the tails, they are wearing these bikinis, and they're turning a few heads here in Tobago, which is a good thing. It's all about sharing the joy of diving, and if that's through mermaids or our mermaids in bikinis, it's all good. Right, Tony?
Once again, I'm just scowling at you, Greg.
Yes, while Tiffany grabs us a drink here, we're doing a Scuba Radio Shot Show. Every segment, we're doing a drink or something. So by the end of hour two here, it could be quite colorful. But we have medical backup. Dr. Nick Bird from Divers Alert Network is with us right now. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg, I'm great. Wonderful to see you out here in Tobago.
Yes, it's a nice change of scenery compared to that little box that we usually get together for the Divers Alert Network safety tips that we record and stuff. So, yeah, we're hanging out in paradise. How do you like this Tobago thing?
It's been wonderful. We've been here for almost a week and had some great dives and some lovely weather, so I couldn't be happier.
Yes, and we've tried some of their rum. It's not bad stuff, you know, because we're not diving. We don't mix the two, but when the diving is done and we want to do a little social, you know, sampling of the culture, you have to do what is right, right?
When in Rome.
Exactly. When in Rome. So we're here, and you're doing, obviously, you're experiencing Tobago's diving and what they have to offer in that regard, but you are here to actually give a little seminar on diving elements for or diving medical issues that the local Tobago dive industry might encounter from their visitors, or what?
The talk that I gave was sort of medical hazards of diving, sort of a hodgepodge of various issues related to barotraumas, ear issues, drowning, near drowning, and also even pregnancy and diving.
Yeah, which little shout out to the Scuba Radio Mermaids.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Big shout out to the Scuba Radio Mermaids. No diving while pregnant.
Yes. Yeah, but he was basically saying that they're prime examples of fertile young ladies.
Right. They're,
and yeah, it could happen anytime, so you have to be prepared. You
have
to be on your toes, Tony. No, it's just this is part of the whole culture. You know, the music is all good, right? It's all what it's all about. They're like, well, you guys can crank it. No, let it just a little bit. We give us a few more minutes. And then we'll open up the dance floor, and me and Dr. Nick will cut it up here in Tobago, right? You ready to do the sprinkler with me, or what?
The which, sorry?
The sprinkler?
The sprinkler, oh, yeah.
Or the running man. Which one are you going to go with?
Yeah, the sprinkler.
Okay, all right, there you go. All right, see, it's those kind of moves that is dangerous for our fertile mermaid.
Man.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Dangerous for the fertile mermaids. They can't handle it.
Exactly. Neither can the we're going to be deported before our trip is up. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly. The authorities are going to be coming in and getting us out of here.
Right, but in all seriousness, you did give these this talk to kind of educate folks. I know ear barotrauma was a big issue. I learned a lot of stuff about that. That was quite enlightening. You really know your stuff, and it's good for these dive instructors just to have a loose idea of what's going on from a medical standpoint, so you can deal with these issues that maybe a tourist encounters while they're visiting Tobago, right?
Exactly, and I just wanted to, you know, when I think about dive leaders, I really like to think of educating them and raising their awareness of what those issues are, and so they can speak more eloquently about it. And also, I think that they're going to try to put that talk on their website here with the tourist board for Tobago, so people will have access to more education on free streaming video.
Right, well, and that's excellent. It's good stuff. And once again, this is one of the extra elements that you would experience if you came to the Tobago Underwater Carnival next year. Nick might be here, or someone else from Dan. We had Alex Brilski give a nice little speech on reef ecology and some of these marine issues that, you know, how this interacts or how divers interact with the ocean and how that affects the resource and that kind of thing. And it's all good. It's all about making your vacation a little bit more educational as well, where you come away with more than just, oh my gosh, I was just hanging out in paradise for a week, which is in its own right worth it, but you throw that little added element in, little spice it, you know, spice it up a little, right?
I think it's great to add a little of education along with fun, and it just makes people more aware of what they're doing and what's going on around them.
Right. Now, you're doing this all around the world. You travel more than I do, Dick. It's crazy that we're able to even get together and record our little damn safety tips with the schedule that Dr. Nick has here from Divers Alert Network. But your experience as far as the diving here in this part of the world, I guess, I don't know, Tobago's, are we in the, I don't even know, if we're if this is part of the Lesser Antilles, or we're the first island off of South America, where are we at? Do we even know? We need a map,
West
don't
Indies.
We? We're West Indies. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very far south.
We're the last islands in the Caribbean chain before Venezuela.
Right, that's what I meant, Venezuela, right. So very tropical, very. It's year-round, it's probably 85-ish, it doesn't really change much in that regard. But the reef, very colorful for the Caribbean especially. Would you agree?
I would. The reef seemed to be in good shape, beautiful sponges, huge sponges here, which were just awesome to see, and some great fish. So I wish I'd been able to see a manta, but that didn't happen. But
did you see a mermaid?
I saw three mermaids.
Three?
Yep. Count them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how rare is that for you?
You know, when I hang around with you, it's not quite as rare as it otherwise would be.
Yeah, it's all about knowing where to look, right? And yeah, I have an eye for them. It's kind of unique that way. What, Tony, what are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing. I just like scowling at you.
Yes, okay. That's a scowl. That's I should have figured that by now. But, Dr. Nick, where are you off to next? We're heading to Fiji. Are you going back to headquarters there in North Carolina, or you got to wait till someone tells you where to go?
I think my next sojourn is going to be actually a hyperbaric medicine conference in Dallas-Fort Worth in June.
That sounds exciting.
Yes.
Is it more exciting than it sounds?
No.
Okay. No, I mean, but it is. It's good from a medical thing, for sure, isn't it?
It's an important piece of the medical work that I do, and for keeping liaison and relationships for both myself as well as Dan in that world. So it's an important piece of what I do.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Divers Alert Network, you never travel anywhere, let alone Tobago, without being a Dan member and have Dan at your back. But when you actually have the big cheese from Dan right here with you, it's pretty much a license to do anything, right?
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's catch all. I mean, I'm here to save everyone. That's
yeah,
right.
I really like that because I need help. I got three mermaids with me. This is a dangerous scenario.
Did you tell him that you said we could do as many shots as we wanted because he was here to help save us?
Exactly.
Exactly. Right.
And he has one, too.
And thankfully, I live in a different hotel, so I have nothing to do with any of it.
He's off the clock, I think, here in Tibet. When he's, you're not allowed to work out of the country, out of the U.S., I don't believe.
So I just happen to be a doctor, but I just play one on TV, and I don't have to worry about it when I'm here out of the country.
Yes, and he won't play one on the radio, so it's just not going to work for us here in Tobago. But we'll make do. All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at the Tobago Underwater Carnival in Tobago, of course. I'm hanging with Dr. Nick Bird, and, you know, he's here from Divers Alert Network as well. And Bill, the producer, is not. And you wanted to, what was going on? You wanted to say hi to Bill?
A little shout out? A little shout out to Bill, because, yeah, you know, we miss him so much.
Right.
So on the count of three, one, two, screw ya!
Yeah, that's what he said to us when we were leaving for Tobago. So we just wanted to return the favor. Right. Would you like to say anything to Bill there, Tony?
Hi, Bill. Does that count for anything?
Not really, because he right now he's cursing your name. That pastress is in Tobago, and I'm here, locked in this studio.
Oh, now I know what I want to say. Screw ya!
Okay, there you go. All right, and that's what you do when you're in Tobago and everyone else isn't. You get to rub it into all your friends. You get to tell them that I'm glad I'm not you. That's part of the joy of being able to travel places like
magic.
This, isn't it?
That's the magic of what we do.
It's making other people look worse off in their menial lives. Oh, it yeah, makes us feel better about ourselves. Doesn't it?
I can't comment.
I thought you were off the clock. Come on now.
We're all going to get killed when we get home now. Thanks,
exactly.
Greg.
The grounds of this might incriminate me, and I'm going to lose my job and reputation.
Yes. And by the way, for those of you just tuning in, I'm with Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network.
Hey, Eric.
No, I'm just trying to change her and give you, but it didn't quite. Oh, whatever. We tried. It's okay. It's the rum. They got good rum here, don't they?
They do. Very good rum.
Yeah, I don't know where they get it. I don't even think it's from Trinidad. Trinidad, the main island, has some kind of big rum manufacturer, and we may have sampled a little bit of that, haven't we, Tony?
Uh-huh.
Haven't you? You've had a little bit of the rum.
I've more been drinking the beer, but I did taste your rum.
Yes. Well, we're not diving, so we can have a little drink cocktail here at the happy hour for the Tobago Underwater Carnival. They're starting to crank up the tunes. What Nick's doing the sprinkler. I got the running man. What move are you going to pull out of your mermaid tail there?
I'm doing the non-pregnant shopping cart.
a non-pregnant shopping cart.
Which is also very similar to the lawnmower.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to get pictures, get them up at scubaradio.com here from Tobago. But we got more coming up. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me. In the meantime, keep listening to Greg, the Dive Master. He's also a zipline master. Thank you very much.
I live! I live!
You survived the zip!
Sir Abby, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. That's what I figured. I may need those. I actually may need another pair of pants because we're going straight from Tobago to Fiji. And if we don't get some washing done, we're going to be pretty ripe by the time we get in Fiji here next week. But you'll hear all about it on next week's edition of The Big Show. Right now, we remain in Tobago. Now, I'm with Ray once again. Now, Ray, the Tobago Dive Association, or a group of operators that are putting on the underwater carnival here, are headed up by how many participate, first off?
Well, basically, there are about 9 dive operators who are members of the association. And the association itself literally... governs what the diving community does as far as its operators. They've set a standard for operation, ensure safety procedures are carried out, and so on. And Doug, right here, stand next to me, is Big Dougie.
Big Dougie. Now, why are they calling Big Dougie?
Well, you're gonna have to see for
Big
yourself.
Dougie. Really, I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking this is one of those nicknames that just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. I don't know why they call me Big Dougie.
He's a muscular man, isn't he?
It's something. Yes.
That's all we got to say right there. I think that's all we can say, Big Dougie. Can't isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean, muscles.
I was saying what, Tony?
I want him as a new mermaid wrangler.
Yes, yeah, he has the muscles of a mermaid wrangler. Have you ever wanted to be a mermaid wrangler there, Dougie?
I that's what I suggested. If you need another mermaid in the water.
Another mermaid wrangler? Oh, you want to be a mermaid or a mermaid wrangler?
A mermaid wrangler.
Yes.
Of
course. Means you get to carry me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would be a mermaid, too, is what you kind of had that.
I can start carrying you from now.
Well, there you go.
I no longer have to walk.
All right, but let's go back to this other element, because before we came to the island, I did interview one of the dive operators about the underwater carnival. Was it you, Dougie? Was it you?
You
were the one who said you wanted to put on the mermaid tail.
You interviewed the president of the Dive Association.
That was you.
Whoever that was. Well, right now, I'm the gopher.
He's the president. He's the president.
That's right. Dougie, I can't remember what happened yesterday. You hear what I'm saying? So now I'm connecting the dots. Right, we did. And you said there's an element to Tobago folklore that there's mermen in Tobago.
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
But if we want, yes. I have men on the island waiting to be mermen. And when they see these beautiful women, I tell you.
Mermaids, they're not women, they're mermaids.
They're mermaids.
They're mermaids, and then but they have mermen in Tobago. I actually saw this on the Tobago website that back in the day there's something about the guys putting, I don't know, did they have mermaids and mermen, Ray, or what?
I've not seen any mermaids till the last 3 days ago. And,
hey, had you seen mermen before then?
No, not personally.
Thank God. I was starting to get worried.
Yeah, I would get worried as well if I said that. But
listen, if you see the mermaids, you'd want to be a merman.
Well, I see. Okay, they could maybe turn you into a merman. Oh, that's what you're saying. You're willing to put on a tail if it meant get to hang out with mermaids, you'll be willing to put out a tail.
Oh, yes.
You're a better man or more secure in your manhood than me.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yes, no worries. So tell us about how you got started in diving here, Big Dougie?
That's a long story, I tell you.
A long time? A long time,
teacher,
too?
Listen, a long time, 28 years ago.
28, okay.
28 years ago. When I
I was born 28 years ago. I just celebrated a birthday here in Tobago. Remember that?
Lies.
It meant you were bathing in a nylon pool. You know, we have a nylon pool. When you jump in the water, you get 10 years younger.
Really? All right. Well, look at me. I don't need that, but maybe I'll consider it in the future.
That might explain why you act like a child.
Yes. Well, that's true. And it is true. I've been told I have the mentality of a 12-year-old there, Big Dougie. But like a fountain of youth pool here is what you're saying they have here in Tobago?
That's what they say. Yeah. You go, you swim in that nylon pool, and you feel 10 years younger.
Yeah, and so how did this happen with you? Did that have anything with you becoming a member of the dive industry here in Tobago or no?
My teacher brought in a fisherman, and the fisherman said that sharks have to swim to keep breathing because they have gill slits.
Right.
And I was curious. I was 14 years old. I was curious about it. So I went to the only dive shop on the island to find out, to look at sharks, and they laughed. And obviously, I scrubbed the floors and scrub the boats and drive the boat for like 6 months before I enter the water. And 2 years after starting the dive, I saw my first shark. And you know what? It was sleeping.
Aww. It was like a nurse shark.
Yes.
Yes. And you were like, wait a minute. What happened to these sharks that I was ready to come see? It took a little longer, I guess, to see the more adventurous type, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But you still got hooked.
I was hooked after that. I was hooked, you know, and then from that, I ended up in the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard for 13 years as a dive instructor. And I used to manage a lot of the dive shops on the island on my vacation time. And I decided to try it on my own. So I'm here.
Yeah, now so is your... Yeah, okay, and now you're the president of the Dive Association in Tobago. So your specific operations here on the south side where we are tonight?
Yeah, it's Frontier Divers at Sandy Point Beach Club.
Okay, and so we've been diving up in the north. How does that differ as far as the dive locations versus north and south here in Tobago, you figure?
On this side, you get a lot of shelter dives, so it's relatively easy. It's very easy, very calm.
So less current. Up there, you might have more current, like we're talking about the drift diving, that kind of thing. No current, no fun. But down here, it's more traditional, like reef. Yeah. What is this? Does the geography underwater kind of slant out slower and less dramatic?
Yes, it does. It's most of the dive, the maximum depth you'll get is 50 feet. It's very, it slopes out.
Very mermaid friendly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very mermaid friendly. But we do have a wreck on this side of the island, which is almost a signature for this side, and it's perfect for what you guys want to do if you want to take a little bit of photography there, because it is on its keel and it's diver friendly, which means the boat ties onto it, you follow the line down, and you can penetrate it. It's really, really easy. So even new divers can get on the wreck if they're very, very comfortable in the water.
All right, so if our mermaids, we were talking about this element that Dr. Nick Bird from Dan was talking about pregnancy before on the show. Mm-hmm. If the mermaids need to go down and get a room, mm-hmm. they could possibly do that on this wreck down here in the south side of Tobago.
What are you talking about?
What? You guys go underwater. It's penetratable wreck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's room on the wreck. Yeah.
Yeah, there's room.
There's cabins on the wreck.
I'm just saying. You know, you find a merman down here in Tobago and you guys want to have a little, get your freak on kind of deal.
Eat mangoes and apples underwater. I mean, we can make babies on them. I mean, right?
Oh, hey, went from mangoes to babies. I like it.
I eat Tootsie Roll Pops underwater, but that doesn't mean I am looking to become the next Dan Seminar.
Well, that'll just give you cavities. So
get a big tank for that, you know, because, you know, you use up a lot of air, you know, like heavy breathing.
I don't know what we're talking about right now. La, 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 la. Where are you? Now, anyway, Big Dougie, you know, but this is the kind of fun atmosphere you guys create. I can tell from talking to you, you guys just enjoy doing this, right?
That's something. The thing about scuba diving is there's no language barrier and underwater. Everybody does the same thing, you know. They have fun. They like the water, they have fun. So when you meet in a social atmosphere like this, you know, we all like, I feel like if I've known this lady for like 20 years,
Yeah, well, mermen are like are a certain age, and mermaids. I mean, yeah, I think they age different. It's like they're like dogs. They every year, not dogs. That's not the right animal I want to compare them to. But I mean, like if you know,
like goats.
Goats. They're more like goats. So like a mermaid is that say like is 30 years old is actually 300 years old, right? Isn't that a whole
she
mystical?
Looks good for 300.
Yeah. What do you think, Tone?
I'm liking it.
Not even a wrinkle. 300? Wow.
Look, he's really eyeing you down right now. Look at that. Wait, look right up there. Look at her roots. I think there, you might pick out a gray hair there, but that's not bad for 300 years old, huh?
One gray hair is not bad for 300 years.
What, Tony?
You only have gray hairs.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'm not a mermaid. I'm not a merman either. I've just decided to go a la natural. But that's, you know, was a whole... What are you giving me that look again? Ray, this is the kind of nonsense
I... Yeah, that's a Tony look. Look, I've seen that Tony look a few times this week, Ray.
Everybody's getting familiar with this look from Mermaid Tony. It's just wrong.
First of all, what is this look? And second of all...
Edit.
Thank you.
All right, she said something I'm not going to allow on the air, so that's why you heard that. And we'll leave it at that. More coming back from Tobago. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
You edited that out!
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Right. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Did I mention that we're celebrating my birthday here in Tobago? I may have forgotten to mention that. Did I forget that, Tony?
We forgot it.
Yeah, of course. But I don't know. We're having a little bit too much fun. But that's what you do when you travel, and it just so happens to coordinate, or you know, to conflict or just enhance your birthday celebration. That's what's been happening here in Tobago at the Tobago Underwater Carnival. Now, Ray is with me. He's the one who's been kind of helping orchestrate getting everybody shuttled around from media, from some of the wholesalers and that kind of thing, from resort and dive site to dive site. And taking, you've been doing a fine job there, Ray.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Greg. I've been pleased to be a part of the transport arrangement for the mermaids.
You're getting some love from our mermaids right now.
That's I'm getting some serious love here, Greg, and I'm just loving it as well. But my company, Celtop Tours, we specifically deal with the dive industry, and we provided a lot of logistic support for the TUC. But apart from me, there's a lot more people who have made this possible. First of all, would be the Division of Tourism and the Tobago House of Assembly, the TDC, Tourism Development Company. Some of the other sponsors we have would be Dan, Scuba Durags, Cressy Sub, the hotels in the north, Blue Waters Inn, Manta Lodge, Speyside Inn, hotels in the south, Rex Turtle Beach, Grafton Beach Resort, and Backlet Beach Club. The Association of Tobago Dive Operators, they've all pitched in and have made diving in the north as well as in the south end of the island a dream for, you know, you guys and the other invited guests. There are other smaller sponsors.
Well, we got to do a little shout-out to the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes, definitely. We can't forget. I was thinking the best till last because I know the mermaids have a special affliction to the chocolate.
Yes, an affliction or something, a virus. They're definitely big fans.
Well, the Tobago Cocoa Estate, at very, very, very short notice, was able to set up a tour for us. And there was like 23 people strong. We tasted some really fantastic bread. We learned about the process of how the beans are processed and made into chocolate. We even tasted some of this fine chocolate, and it's world-renowned. There are so many awards that this particular chocolate has. We even tasted with that special rum from Angostura. Now, Angostura has made quite a lot of has made possible quite a lot of the happy hours, as well as Carib Brewery, one of our local breweries down here. They've made this event what it is. You know, along with all the other sponsors, we thank you. We thank the mermaids. Making me an official mermaid wrangler.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Ultimate mermaid.
And you know what, the mermaids thank you for being a great host. Woo-hoo! And for putting up with us and traveling us all around the island, and also
and making my life easier, because when you wrangle them, I don't have to. So it's less work for me.
And for me, Mermaid Tony, you are the best underwater wrangler, handler, dive safety person I've ever had while doing an underwater photo shoot. So thank you so much.
I've never seen her smile when she was handled in that way.
Really? You've never seen a smile?
That look that she gives me, which is kind of annoying. It was the exact opposite.
Well, I have been known, Greg, to be very good with my hands. You know, and wrangling, I have now sort of like specialized in, you know, I've sort of like...
Yeah, some flying around. What's going on up here?
Okay. It's not a mermaid, I can be sure.
But yeah, you know how to use your hands, and they evidently work their magic on Mermaid Tony.
Most certainly.
The difference is he didn't use his hands. He was just the perfect dive safety person that I really needed underwater.
He even went as far as to stop at a supermarket to get us to...
Some extra chocolate.
Tobagian chocolate.
Tobagian. Is it Tobagoan? Better get this right.
Sorry.
Tobago Cocoa Estate. That's the
name. But what do you call Tobago residents? Tobagians? No. Toboggans?
No.
Tobagonians.
There you go. That's what he said.
Not toboggans, Greg. Make note.
Not toboggans. Yes. No. Right, Tobagonians. Tobagonians.
Yes. Oh, and you know, we did the rum factory, the chocolate factory with a little rum tasting mixed in, and then we had a little sidetrack surface interval adventure off to, was that the main waterfall they have here in Tobago, or do you have several?
That's the main accessible one. Argyle Waterfall is one of the most prolific prolific waterfalls in Tobago, and we did that especially with the mermaids, for the mermaids and for Tobago, because that is going to be one of our signature shots, you know. I'm glad that you guys were able to make it. I got a little bit, you know, it got a little bit heart-stopping when I saw mermaids climbing up the rocks and you know, tails in the air, and you know, I'd give anything to see any tail in the air, but this was really amazing to see mermaids on the rocks, tails in the air. What else can a man ask for?
You know, he got a little bit nervous that we might fall, but keep this in mind, mermaids bounce.
Right, I've got to keep that in mind, Greg.
Yes, or they splash. Yeah, they do that too, into the water, so they were all safe. You know, what was great is, you know, for a service interval adventure, the chocolate factory, the cocoa plantation, one of the most picturesque places you could ever visit on the face of the planet. Trust me, I've traveled around, I've seen quite a bit now, and that's a pretty safe assessment, I think, of that little surface interval. And then you mix that in with the waterfalls, you got quite a distraction in between the world-class diving they have here in Tobago. TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. Go there for all the information. Once again, thanks, Ray.
Right, Greg, one last thing. A lot of people know me as Manta Ray, and the reason they call me that is because I'm a man of action, the main attraction, and the ladies call me the satisfaction.
Oh, look out. All right, that'll have to do till our broadcast from Fiji. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter. In Tobago!
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.